Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Davalillo moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Wagner scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Whitfield moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo who is chasing the ball. Munday reaches third base with a triple. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Tiant reaches second base with a double. Tony Pierce now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tiant scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo bunts in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Duncan to second, and Gonzalez is out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tiant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tiant hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Tony Pierce. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner strikes out. 1 out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Alvis steals second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger strikes out. 2 outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Green now playing third base. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tiant for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alan Lewis pinch hits for Blue Moon Odom. Alan Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Edgerton now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to third. Sims moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis scores. Sims moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green juggles the ball. That's an error on Green. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tionk moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Tionk scores. May goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Bill Edgerton. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.